Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Summer officially began Tuesday with the solstice, which makes June 21st the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. And this happens when the North Pole has its maximum tilt toward the sun, producing the longest amount of daylight, which for Alaska marks the day with the greatest amount of daylight and sun's highest point above the horizon across the Northern Hemisphere. For the next 6 months, the days will get shorter and the nights will get longer. Sunrise and sunset times for several major parts of South Central Alaska includes 4:20 a.m. sunrise and 11:42 p.m. sunset for Anchorage, 4:34 a.m. sunrise and 11:39 p.m. sunset for Kenai, 4:34 a.m. sunrise and 11:37 p.m. sunset for Soldotna, and 4:46 a.m. sunrise and 11:30 p.m. sunset for Homer. The National Weather Service told KSRM Monday.
Summer solstice officially comes in at 1:13 a.m. overnight tonight, going into the 21st. So basically what the summer solstice is, it's basically the tilt of the Earth's axis is responsible for the amount of daylight as the Earth revolves around the sun. So for the summer solstice, today's the day that the Northern Hemisphere is tilted the closest to the sun, and that resulting in the longest amount of daylight. And also the tilt's like that 23.5 degrees, so it's making we're closer to the sun, and therefore we're getting most of the sunlight. Like areas like up in Barrow, the sun doesn't set this time of year. It actually just revolves around the sky. But basically, that's what the summer solstice is. Basically, the tilt of the Earth's axis is responsible for it. And we're at the greatest tilt that we're going to be for now. And now we're going to start going back the other way as we head for the equinox, the autumnal equinox, and then the winter solstice.
For more information from the National Weather Service, log on to RadioKenai.com. Al Gross, the independent running for Alaska's only U.S. House seat, said late Monday he's ending his campaign after a top finish in this month's special primary. In a statement, he says it's with great hope for Alaska's future that he decided to end his campaign. Gross said there are two outstanding Alaska Native women in the race who would both serve the state well, and he encourages his supporters to stay engaged and consider giving their first place vote to whichever of them matches their own values. His campaign said he was referring to Democrat Mary Peltola, former state lawmaker from Bethel, and Republican Tara Sweeney, who was Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs in the U.S. Interior Department during the Trump administration. Peltola was in fourth place in the June 11th special primary. Sweeney was fifth. The top four vote-getters in the special primary are to advance to the special election in August, in which ranked choice voting will be used. State elections officials plan to finish ballot counting from the special primary Tuesday and to certify the race results by Saturday. Gross was in third behind former Governor Palin and businessman Nick Begich III, both of which are Republicans. The campaign for Gross says he's not doing interviews at this time. His announcement comes days after his campaign touted the endorsement of an electrical workers union and posted fundraising appeals on social media that took swipes at Palin. One such video featured the word quitter over her face. Palin resigned as governor in 2009, partway through her term. Hours before the announcement, Gross's campaign posted a picture of him at a brewing company in Anchorage over the weekend, and the Monday evening statement said Gross is withdrawing from the special election and from the regular election. Peltola and Sweeney both have filed to run for the August regular primary. A spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Elections was asked if the fifth-place finisher in the special primary would be moved to fourth if Gross withdraws by the deadline. She said the division is looking into the situation and didn't give an answer.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.